Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Last time I talked about how difficult it can be for our staff to forecast fog in this area and how unsatisfying that task can be at times. Now, it turns out this is one of the reasons why it's relatively hard to get aspiring meteorologists to come to the Eureka office of the National Weather Service. Most folks who are drawn to the field of meteorology typically grow up in regions where weather is really dramatic and where it impacts communities frequently and severely. So things like tornadoes, blizzards, and hurricanes are what inspire young people to pursue a career in meteorology. Our relatively quiet weather in California does not produce as many meteorologists, so we often hire young people from other parts of the nation. There is one exception to that rule. We've had folks apply to our office who grew up surfing in California, and their interest in meteorology was driven by a desire to understand marine weather, in particular, how waves are formed. Now, these folks tend to stay in the Eureka office or move to another West Coast office. But the young people who come to our office from other parts of the nation often want to eventually transfer to an office that's closer to where they grew up and where there's the kind of weather that drew them into the field in the first place. Some folks do fall in love with the North Coast and decide to make a life here. At any time, we have about a third of our 22-person staff who just fell in love with the area and decide to spend their entire career here. But the other two-thirds are at various stages of gaining experience so they can transfer to another office, usually somewhere in the Midwest. And the result is that we have a lot of turnover at this office. In fact, one of the highest turnover rates in the nation. Now, one of the great outcomes of this is that we have a never-ending supply of fresh thinking that comes with new staff. I hope you've noticed some of the results of that fresh thinking in the products and services that we provide to the community. I know that I personally really enjoy having new people in the office who bring different perspectives. Another outcome of our relatively high turnover rate is that we do a lot of hiring, and we have to compete for candidates who have options to take positions in other offices around the nation. Since I know it can be challenging to find and hire talent for other organizations on the North Coast, I thought I would share what I've learned over the past 22 years in future community comments. And after what I share what I've learned, I would be eager to hear from others if they have also figured out creative ways to recruit talent to our corner of California. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.